from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. He was 4-1 on this show last week. Ooh. Or 3-2 if you got the bad FIU line like Solana did. I got FIU plus 24.5. Solana, what'd you get? Plus 22 or something like that?
22.5, which they had. So they had it. They had it until the last second.
Depending on the line you got, Lee was either 4-1 or 3-2, but he joins us now. Hello, Lee.
How are you? I had actually 24. That should have been the lead bad beat on ESPN, correct?
That was rough, man. So Lana could not believe the end of that game. And I didn't have to sweat it out because I had the 24.5. Right. And I think it even closed at 25.5.
Closed at 26, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get some winners for this week. I want to start with tonight's game, because I think a lot of us will sit down on this Friday night, watch little Eagles-Packers from Brazil. Last I saw, Eagles are 2-point favorites. Do you have a play?
Well, for the last couple years, or at least for the last decade, they must not like the football fans in London, because they've been stuck with the Jags every year. The Brazil crowd, they're going to get the Packers in Philadelphia. We've never had a start to the season like this. I love this matchup here. Jordan Love, one of the hottest quarterbacks down the stretch. Green Bay scored 33 or more points in 3 of the last 5 games. The Eagles, I think they're going to be good if they can withstand the first couple weeks and be 2-1. But they have multiple new defensive starters here. No Jason Kelce at center. Might take, the offensive line a little bit of time to come together. Love Green Bay's new defensive coordinator, Jeff Haley. Not so in love with Philadelphia's new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. Never loved his play calling. I just don't think he's able to get his team into rhythm too much. And his plays don't set up other plays. Every play should have a meaning. Even if it's a dive, you're going to set up something later in the game or another game off that play. So just don't think he has a real good feel there. Tough game, but I tend to go with Green Bay here. I think Green Bay wins this game 30-24.
All right.
Yep.
My wife's not going to be happy that I'm rooting against her Eagles, but I have to do where the I have to go where the money is.
Did you have Baltimore last night?
So I had the Ravens. I bought it up to 3.
Wow.
And if they score that touchdown and go for 2, like I'm good. If they convert, don't convert, doesn't matter. I win. And yep. I did have Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception, so I won that bet. And then I had a 3-team parlay. I won the first 2 legs, and the third leg was Mahomes rushing over 20.5 yards. The guy doesn't scramble. The guy stinks.
No.
He doesn't.
He looks upfield now.
Yeah. Yeah. How about looking upfield and then using your legs, jackass? All right. How about the Dolphins game on Sunday? Yep. Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites hosting the Jags.
Okay. We're all Dolphins fans here, and they have done really well early in the season. 15-3. straight up.
I can see where you're going with this. Don't do this, Lee.
12-6 against the spread as a home favorite the last three seasons. Heat and humidity usually do a number on opponents, but North Florida Heat this time of year, pretty close to South Florida Heat. I like the addition of Gabe Davis from the Bills, Devin Duvernay from the Ravens, and believe it or not, Mac Jones might play a part in this game. I think he might help Trevor Lawrence prepare for the Dolphins because he's seen him at least twice a year for the last couple of years. So I think the Dolphins are a little beat up on the offensive line, still not quite there at the center in both guard positions. Cornerback position, you know, with Ramsey maybe not playing. I'm not betting the game. I am not betting the game.
All right, fair enough. You're not picking Jacksonville, but
I'm not Mark Hochman. I don't need to play every game. You don't need to play this game, Mark. All right.
No, that's impossible, Lee. Now you're just talking silly.
It's ridiculous.
As an opinion play, I think Jacksonville wins 27-24.
How about the Hurricanes? Yep. Hurricanes, there's not many lines available for this game. You said you found one, though. Canes, right. What, 45.5-point favorite over FAMU? Right.
Loved Miami. I was all last week thinking, what am I missing? It was like when Miami played Nebraska in the national championship 2001 season. Like, how can this team beat us? And I just felt that sure about it. It was my second biggest play after Nebraska. Don't normally go with Miami the last couple of years. I felt this team was turning the corner, and they certainly did. I just think they have a lot of depth, and I think the guys behind them, even the backup quarterbacks, backup running backs, look good. Our pass rush, I love the way he was bringing in four guys, the best four pass rushers, to get after the quarterback on second long and third and long. I think this team has really progressed here. I don't think they're going to have many real bad games where they're just looking ahead and don't perform well. I think Miami wins this game 68-3.
All right. And they could have won the game last Saturday, 68-3, if they really wanted to.
I'm not arguing either.
Crowder thought he was done with Canes Gators talk by the time we got to Friday, so I'm not even gonna bring it up.
This might go on for the rest of the season, right?
It was fun as hell, wasn't it? It was
put
fun
a damn
as hell.
Graham Mertz. Never mind.
But sometimes here's a feather in what happened to be a horrible day. You might have found a quarterback with Graham Mertz having the concussion. Likewise, this kid, if he plays and he's that good, and I still think Billy Napier's going to get fired, but a lot of kids, I think, if he's that good, are going to want to play with this kid. So, you know, sometimes you lose a game, but you find a superstar.
There you go. A little rainbow, a little pot of gold at the end of the sour rainbow, Crowder.
Not nicer than what Hawk and Gino Toretta were doing to me all week. Goodness gracious.
All right, finally, Monday Night Football, that's a great matchup. 49ers and the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, and we got our first look at the Jets. Maybe it'll last longer than four plays this time. You have a play on this game? Niners are 4-point favorites over the Jets.
You know, I think the Jets are the right side. Williams is their left tackle for San Francisco. He might be one of only two or three linemen. When he plays, he can move the line a half a point or a point. He is that good. But I think that this Jets team with Breece Hall might be the best running back in the NFL. He not only can break a 70, 80-yarder. He's really good in short yardage. Garrett Wilson's almost unguardable. Kyle Shanahan, I respect him and his play calling, his offensive schemes and the talent there. But, you know, teams that lose the Super Bowl early in the season tend to struggle here. I do not like the Jets at all. I think the Jets will pull off the win. Wrong team favorite, 27-24.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes Green Bay getting the points tonight. I don't want to tell you what he thinks about the Dolphins game, but he's not betting it, so you don't have to bet it. He does like the Canes laying a ton of points tomorrow against FAMU, and he likes the Jets getting the points Monday night from San Francisco. Have a great weekend, Lee.
You know what, Mark? Yes. One of my employees – He went out. You ever had one of those tags taken off your body or little tiny moles?
Oh, like a skin tag?
Yeah, skin tag.
Yeah.
What does it take? How long does it take to get one of those taken off? 20, 30 about minutes?
I was going to say about 4 seconds.
Right. So he had to go up your way to get it taken off. All right, his name is Joe. He left at 9 this morning. He just called me that he's on his way back. He had to get one skin tag and one tiny mole. So, Joe, if you come back, your Chinese food may not still be here. So, I mean, this guy is worse than Solana and Jimmy.
Whoa. Why am I taking shrapnel? What just happened
Solana's
there?
Solana's the skin tag of the show.
6.5 hours. And he's still not back.
See you, Lee.
All right. Thank
Come
you,
on.
Guys.
Hustle, Joe. Hustle, Joe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.